God has bestowed upon each one of us.
我们也一起来数算上帝在我们个人身上的恩典。
And to the entire congregation as a whole.
还有我们众会众的恩典。
Let's renew the true meaning of thanksgiving.
那我们重新更新感恩节的意义。
May we pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we're so grateful that we humbly assemble before you.
亲爱的天父，我们众人一起谦卑地聚集在你的面前。
May we reflect on all the blessings that you have bestowed upon each one of us and to the congregation as a whole.
让我们真的是全会众一起来到你的面前，思想你在我们的个人还有我们众人身上的恩典。
And may we delight you with a heart of thanksgiving.
让我们以感恩的祭来献给你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen.
In talking about thanksgiving, We cannot ignore the Mayflower.
当我们想到感恩节的时候，我们不可以忽略五月花号。
As a matter of fact, this was how Thanksgiving began.
其实这就是感恩节的一个起源。
And today, there is a replica of the original Mayflower docking in the harbor of Plymouth, Massachusetts.
其实今天在Massachusetts这个地方是有一个五月花的复制品。
This replica is a real operational ship.
这是一个真实还在被操使用的一个船只。
It was designed and constructed in England.
它在英国被设计和制造。
Took the maiden and the only journey from England to Massachusetts in
1957。在1957年，它首航，也是它唯一的一个航行，从英国到Massachusetts。
And it is docked there permanently.
然后从此就停泊在那个地方。
Just like the Golden Gate Bridge, which has become the number one tourist attraction in the San Francisco Bay Area, I think Mayflower in Plymouth has been the number one tourist attraction in Greater Boston Area.
就像金门大桥已经成为旧金山首号的旅游景点，同样的五月花号停泊在普利门普斯港口的五月花号也成为大波士顿的一个景点。
Gives a testimony to the birth of a great nation established upon the principle of the Bible.
它见证了一个以圣经原则立国的伟大国家的诞生。
During my 4-year stay in Boston while attending a graduate school there.
我在波士顿待了四年，上那个研究院。
By the way, that was a long time ago.
那是很久以前。
My wife Anna and I must have visited Mayflower more than 10 times.
我跟我的太太安娜已经去参观这个五月花超过十次。
Accompanying visiting friends and relatives to the site where the real Mayflower landed in 1620.
我们都是陪朋友或是亲戚去参观这个五月花号，是在1620年在那边登陆。
That was fully 392 years ago.
那是392年前。
In August 1620,
在8月1620年,
the Mayflower, a 180-ton ship, set sail from Plymouth, England, for the new continent.
重180吨的五月花号 从普利门普斯到达新大陆。
Her 103 passengers were to become some of the founding pilgrims of the United States of America.
她的其中103个乘客成为了清教徒当初开国的先锋。
These pilgrims left their homeland to seek religious freedom and ability to directly worship God.
这些新教徒离开自己的家园，为了寻找宗教自由，还可以自由来到上帝的面前敬拜。
It wasn't a ship like today, so it took 4 months of sailing.
它不像现在的船只，它经过了4个月的航行。
Sailing through the treacherous Atlantic Ocean, battling strong winds, pounding waves, and a number of problems with the vessel.
他们在大西洋经过艰难的航行，还有很暴风雨的天气。
And the pilgrim finally spotted Cape Cod off the coast of Massachusetts.
他们终于在 Massachusetts 的外海找到了德克角。
You know, the stormy weather was so strong that they arrived there by accident.
其实那场的暴风雨非常的大，使他们错过了目标，无意中来到了这个地方。
Their intended direction, location was much south of the Virginia coast.
他们原来的目标其实是比较南边，是在维吉尼亚海湾。
Where other pilgrims had begun settlements in a less organized manner.
因为在那边已经有些清教徒局部性的在那边居住。
But before anchoring at the Plymouth Rock and disembarking to explore the territory, the pilgrims devised something called the Mayflower Compact.
在上岸之前，清教徒签署了五月花盟约。
The compact emphasized the Christian faith over and over, and was to serve as the basis for governing their new colony.
五月花盟约一再在强调圣经，也一切强调一切是以神为中心。
Where all would have the freedom to worship God as they chose, and God must be the center of all law and order.
每一个人都可以自由来到神的面前敬拜，神是一切律法还有秩序的中心。
And so, on December 21st, 1620, they began their new life at the place they named Plymouth.
在12月21号1620年，他们开始在他们命名为普利蒙斯的这个地方开始他们的新生活。
What a coincidence, but not a coincidence.
看起来好像很巧，其实不是巧合。
And the general area they later named New England.
在他们的普通区，他们命名为新英格兰。
The first winter was devastating.
第一个冬天是严峻的。
Wind whipped through their settlement and sleet snow chilled them to the bone.
微风吹进他们的殖民区，寒风刺骨。
Almost half of the pilgrim died the first winter.
一半的清教徒在这个冬天里面死去
，because of cold, sickness, or hunger.
因为疾病、癌和或生病。
Only 56 out of 103 survived.
只有54个人在这漫长的冬天生存下来。
Survived that long and bleak New England winter.
那是一个漫长又严峻的一个冬天。
But the pilgrims clung to their faith.
可是这些清教徒却持定自己的信仰。
Not a single person chose to return to England when the Mayflower made their return voyage back to England in early spring 1621.
在1621年，当五月花号回航的时候，没有一个清教徒选择跟着他一起回去。
Yes, that spring brought hope. And I expect the relief.
在秋天之后，第一次收成带给他们许多的安慰。
春天。They got a help from a Native American Indian. Who knows the name? Squanto. Yeah. Thank you. Squanto. Right. Yes.
他们得到印第安族的原住民斯宽托的帮助。
He taught them how to grow corn, use fertilizer, stalk bear, eat turkey, and catch fish.
他教导他们怎么种玉米，怎么施肥，怎么挤赶路，怎么吃火鸡，还有怎么抓鱼。
You know, Sir William Bradford, the first governor of Plymouth.
当时的总督威廉布拉德福德。
Later wrote that Squanto was a special instrument sent by God for good beyond our expectations.
他写下这样的一个句话，他说：“斯宽德是从神那里派来的特别的使者，他带给我们超过我们预期的好处。”
So after reaping their first harvest in the fall of 1621,
在1621年秋天第一次收成之后。
The pilgrims dedicated day for thanking God for the bounty He had blessed them with.
清教徒定下一天，为着他们从神那里所收受的丰盛的恩典来向主感恩。
They had endured the many hardships that came with pioneering this new land.
他们忍受了许多的艰难来开辟这个新的地方。
They toiled through building an entire colony from what was simply wilderness.
他们在那边劳苦的建造，从一个荒地把它变成一个殖民地。
They were at peace with their strange-looking neighbors.
他们跟他们的邻舍和平相处。
And they were especially grateful for that harvest.
他们为他们的丰盛，收成特别的感恩。
This allowed them to gather and store plenteous food and crops for the long and brutal second winter ahead.
这让他们有机会为这即将来临漫长炎热的冬天储蓄食物。
So after the harvest, their governor William Bradford proclaimed a day of thanksgiving towards God.
在他们的收成以后，他们的总督威廉布拉德福德宣告感恩宣言。
So they prepare a great feast to enjoy with family and friends, both from within the colony and with neighboring Indian tribes.
他们准备了一个大宴席，跟他们的家人，跟他们朋友，不管是在殖民地区，或者在他们附近的邻居，包括了印第安人，一起来庆祝。
And of course, Squando was there.
当然也包括斯宽多。
The governor's declaration of thanksgiving demonstrated the colony's gratitude for God's protection and blessings.
总督的感恩宣言见证了这个新殖民地对神的感恩。
The declaration is something like this. Thus, out of small beginnings, greater things have been produced by his hand that made all things from nothing.
以下是他的感恩宣言，由幼小的开始，神的手就做了极大的事，神使无变为有，赐人一切所需，愿神荣耀的名得到一切称颂。
Yeah, let the glorious name of God have all the praise.
愿一切的荣耀归给神。
Clearly, in spite of hardships and the losses, the pilgrim of Plymouth,colony was able to see the positive and give God all the credit for all they have had.
显然，经过许多的患难和死亡，这些清教徒仍然能够在他们经历里面看到上帝的恩典，而能够把荣耀归给神。
Notice many references to God and their acknowledgement how He granted them so many blessings.
请注意，他们常常提到神，他们常常承认神在他们身上的许多的恩典。
The pilgrims' beliefs were firmly entrenched in the realization of God's presence and intervention in their daily lives.
这些清教徒的信仰是根深蒂固，建立在他们知道神是与他们同在，也知道说神每一天都在他们的生命当中。
Thanksgiving Day began because of this.Believe.
感恩节的开始就是因为这样的一个信仰。
It has been a day dedicated to thanking God for the many things we often take for granted today, unfortunately.
是特定一天让我们来用来向神感恩，为一些我们常常习以为常的恩典来向神感恩。
President George Washington, the first president of the United States, designated the fourth Thursday of November as Thanksgiving Day for the nation.
我们的第一个总统乔治华盛顿特定11月的第四个星期日为全国的感恩节。
But not until 1863, when President Lincoln proclaimed Thanksgiving Day a national holiday.
直到1863年，林肯总统宣告感恩节为国定假日。
That means it is a holiday now, and we can all travel, we can all to be together with our dearest friends and the family members.
感恩节已经成为一个国定假日，我们可以去旅游，我们可以花这个时间跟家人朋友在一起庆祝。
I asked a question earlier, what is the symbol of Thanksgiving?
我刚才问大家，感恩节的象征是什么？
To many, it's a turkey.
对许多人说是火鸡。
Of course, we cannot talk about Thanksgiving without mentioning the turkey.
提到感恩节，我们必须提到火鸡。
Every year since 1947, the National Turkey Federation has given a turkey to the President of the United States at a White House ceremony.
从1947年开始，国家火鸡联盟会在一个白宫的仪式上都会送一个火鸡给我们的总统。
Since then, presidents have been more likely to eat the turkey rather than give it a break.
通常我们的总统会把它吃掉，而不是把它放生。
But a notable exception occurred in 1963 when President Kennedy.
直到1963年，当时的肯尼迪总统做了一个例外。
Referring to the turkey given to him, said, "Let's just keep him."
他指着送给他的那个火鸡说，让他自由吧。
It wasn't until the first Thanksgiving of George H.W. Bush.
直到1989年
the senior Bush, yeah, in 1989,
老布什的第一个感恩节
that the turkey was officially pardoned for the first time.
那个火鸡正式被大赦。
This tradition has continued since then.
这样的传统一直延续下去。
I think serves to remind us the meaning and the spirit of Thanksgiving.
提醒我们。
And to add a little fun.At the Thanksgiving,
提醒我们感恩节的意义，也为我们的感恩节加添了许多的乐趣。
This picture showed that our President Obama, along with his two daughters, Sasha and Malia, pardoned the turkey.
这张照片写明我们的总统奥巴马跟他的两个可爱女儿在赦免这个火鸡。
Yes, this year.He actually pardoned two turkeys, Cobbler and Gobbler.
今年他赦免两只火鸡。
If you read the newspaper.
如果你有看报纸的话。
Although not directly mentioned in the scripture, Thanksgiving Day is a holiday specifically based on biblical principles and commands.
虽然没有直接在圣经提到，其实感恩节的这个假日是特别是根据圣经的原则还有命令。
It is to be a day to spend with family and friends, honoring and thanking God for the bountiful blessings He provides.
是一天我们用来跟我们的家人跟还有朋友一起来感谢神，也把一切我们所得的丰盛恩典来归功于他。
And the Bible, both in the New Testament and the Old Testament, commands us to have a heart of thanksgiving.
在我们的旧约、新约圣经都常常命令我们要有一个感恩的心。
King David wrote in the Psalm.
大卫王在诗篇写道
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name.
当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。
Psalms chapter 100 verse 4.
这是出于诗篇100篇第4节。
And Apostle Paul wrote, Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
使徒保罗写道，凡事要奉耶稣的名，常常感谢神。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 20.
这是出自以弗所书5章20节。
These great servants of God gave thanks.
这些神伟大的仆人向上帝感恩。
And recorded the examples for us to follow today.
他们的感恩被记录下来，成为我们今天可以效仿的好榜样。
So how are we giving thanksgiving to God?
我们要如何向神感恩？
I think first and above all, to acknowledge His sovereignty.And power.
我想最重要的就是要来承认神的主权和全能。
Acknowledge that all things are from Him, through Him, and unto Him.
承认一切都是从他来为他和归给他的。
Acknowledge God's sovereignty and creation.
承认神的创造和主权。
Second, I think very important is to thank His grace.That redeem us through our Lord Jesus Christ.
第二，我想是要感谢神，借着耶稣基督的牺牲救赎我们的恩典。
For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
But perhaps most significantly in this Thanksgiving season, when compared against other season like Christmas season or Easter season.
我想可是可能最显然的比起圣诞节还有复活节感恩节不同的地方
is to thank God for his provision, providence, protection,And blessings.
是来向神感谢他的供应、他的眷顾、他的保护和祝福。
Thank him and praise him for delivering us over and over through many storms in our personal life.
感谢赞美他保守我们、引领我们经过我们的人生风暴。
In this season of Thanksgiving, I want all of us, to ponder.And reflect on what God has done to each one of us and to this nation.
在这感恩的季节，我希望大家去深思，还有思想神在我们个人还有这个国家的恩典。
What He has done through His only beloved Son Jesus Christ as the living sacrifice.
借着他自己独一的儿子耶稣基督这个活祭。
Would you agree? God is the greatest gift.Giver.
你同意吗？神一定是讲最宝贵的赐福赐下。
No greater love has ever come if not from him.
没有比从他而来更大的爱。
Ponder and reflect all the blessings God has bestowed upon us.
深思和去思想神在我们身上的恩典。
How can we repay if we do not even have a thanksgiving from our hearts?
如果我们心里面没有一个感恩的心，我们要如何回报他呢？
You know, in the Old Testament, God's people required to sacrifice animals.
在旧约里面，神的百姓是需要献祭的。
And offer them as burnt offerings to him.
把它献为燔祭，献给上帝。
These sacrifices took place in conjunction with repentance for sins.
这些献祭是来代表我们悔改的心
and asking for God's forgiveness.
祈求上帝的赦免
and yet, God made it clear.
可是上帝已经很清楚地告诉我们
He would be more delighted if we offer him sacrifices of thanksgiving and praise.
神喜悦我们以感恩的祭献给他
The sacrifice in the Old Testament was done to picture the ultimate sacrifice that was yet to come.
这些旧约的献祭是要预表最终耶稣基督那位要来的。
Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God.
耶稣基督，神的羔羊。
Who has done everything for us.
他为我们成就了这一切。
Jesus thus has set an example to all Christians.In the New Testament era,
在耶稣基督为我们这些新约时代的信徒做了一个好榜样。
Of course, today there's no need to sacrifice the animals, and God delights us to offer thanksgiving and the praise as daily sacrifice.
当然，今天我们不用再献祭，神喜悦我们以感恩为祭献给他。
Today, God wants and expects from us these sacrifices of thanksgiving.Through our actions and prayers.
今天神要也期待我们以我们的言行祷告为感恩的祭献给他。
Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
使徒保罗在罗马书十二章一节写道。
Therefore I urge you brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God.
所以弟兄们我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的是神所喜悦的
This is how we can give thanks to God each and every day
这是我们可以来向神天天来向天父来感恩
The pilgrims in Mayflower probably could never have imagined something
我想这些清教徒可能没有想到
That America wouldbecome the global superpower as it is today.
会想到说美国会成为今天的全球超级大国。
This country is truly a country blessed by God.
这个国家真的是真正被上帝所祝福的。
There's no doubt. This is due to the fact.
无疑的，这是因为。
The country was established based on the principle of Christianity.
因为这个国家是以圣经为原则。
And that our forefathers, like those pilgrims, settled in New England, recognized that God is the Lord and give thanksgiving.To God under all circumstances.
我们的开国祖国就的祖先就像这些清教徒一样，是以圣经为原则，常常要纪念到上帝的恩典。
Yet the same national power, prestige, and the wealth which have made this nation great have also caused many of us to have forgotten where these blessings came from.
可是这使这个国家强大的超级国力威信财言却也使这个国家忘记了从神赏来的许多恩典。
The fact that we're more and more away from God has drawn the nation into a decaying mode.
我们越来越远离神使我们是在一个腐烂的一个光景里面。
Decaying in our value system, decaying in moral standards, decaying in relationship,and decay in national strength.
无论是我们的价值观、我们的道德标准、我们的人际关系，甚至是我们家的国力，都在一个腐烂的一个状况里面。
The general national attitude is of pride and arrogance.
我们一般国民的态度是傲慢及自负。
No longer feeling the need to show gratitude toward God, the true provider.
不再觉得有需要向我们的供应者来感恩。
Although Thanksgiving Day is still celebrated yearly,
虽然感恩节还是继续每年在庆祝。
The practice of giving thanks, as the pilgrim had originally intended, has all but minimized.
可是呢，像清教徒原本的意义就是要来向神感恩的这样的一个习俗，已经慢慢被淡化。
Our adult Sunday school just completed the study of the book of Joshua.
我们的成人主日学刚刚学习完《约书亚记》。
In which the leader Joshua kept on reminding the Israel people.
他们的领袖约书亚一再在提醒以色列人
that a nation forgets about the Lord will not be justified to continue to receive the blessings.
一个忘记神恩典、忘记神的一的国民是不配的继续得上帝的祝福。
And the people that do not remember and appreciate the good promises that God made will perish.
那些不向神感恩、不纪念上帝的恩典的这些好的应许，他们也会消失。如果他们不纪念上帝的恩典。
Even if they already dwell in the promised land.
即便他们已经居住在这应许之地。
May we not forget where the blessings came from.
愿我们不忘记恩典是从哪里来的。
Would you all agree with me that it is Christians' responsibility today to revive this nation's spirit of thanksgiving?
你们同意我的说法吗？是基督徒的责任要来复兴全国感恩节的精神。
I think we should not only give our sincere thanksgiving to the Lord.
我们不只应该向我们的上帝来献上我们虔诚的感恩。
Share that thanksgiving with each other in the family and in the church.
在我们的家庭，在我们的教会里面，彼此的来感恩。
Do you agree that we should also proclaim our thanksgiving to the world?
你同意吗？我们也要向这个世界来宣告我们的感恩。
There was a man who served as a medical missionary for many years, in India.
有一个人，他是在印度做医疗宣教士。
He served in an area where there was a progressive blindness.
他所服侍的那个地区是有一些失明的这样一个情况。
People were born with healthy vision, but there was something in that area.
其实他们原来都是有健康的视力，可是在那边有些东西使他们慢慢的失明。
Yeah, that caused people to lose their sight as they matured.
当他们成长的时候，他们的视力就越来越不好。
Well,This medical missionary developed a process that would stop progressive blindness.
这个医疗宣教士他制定了一个方法来停止这个不断发展的这样的失明。
So people would come to him and he performed his operation.
许多人来找他，他就为他们动手术。
And they would leave realizing they would have become blind.
他们离去的时候，他们意识到他们本来可能成为盲人。
But now they were going to be able to see for the rest of their life.
可是如今他们一辈子都看得到。
The people could not say thank you.
这些人不知道怎么说谢谢。
They could not say thank you to this missionary because that phrase was not in their dialect.
他们无法向这个医疗宣教士说谢谢，因为在他们的语言里面没有这个词汇。
Instead, to show their thanksgiving,
为了表达他们的感恩，
they spoke a word.Which meant,
他们就讲了一句话，他的意思是
I will proclaim your name.
我要宣告你的名。
So wherever they went, they would tell the name of the missionary who had cured their blindness.
不管到哪里去，他们都会向人宣告这治好他们失明症的这个医疗宣教士的名字。
They have received something so wonderful that they eagerly proclaim it.
他们收到美好的礼物，他很急着想要来宣告。
Haven't we all received something wonderful that we shall eagerly proclaim it?
我们不是也是收好了美好的礼物，难道我们不想要来向他宣告他吗？
Dear brothers, sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
I urge you, we all take time in this season to truly thank God in prayer and meditation.For the nation and for ourselves.
我勉励弟兄姐妹真的是跟我一起为着我们个人跟国家来向神的面前来默想。
In the same sincere manner that the pilgrim did on the first Thanksgiving day.
就像当日的清教徒这样一个感恩的心来到神的面前。
Thanksgiving was not an isolated event or a routine event.
感恩节并不是一个历史的活动。
But uniquely inspired Christian celebration.
而是独一无二由基督徒开始的一个庆祝。
The culmination of a long journey of faith.
是一个漫长的信仰旅途。
A journey of faith during which the pilgrim rely on God and trust Him through tremendous adversity.
是清教徒在面对艰难的逆境时仍然坚定依靠和信靠主的信仰旅途的最高潮。
The first Thanksgiving was truly a joyful celebration and so much more.
第一个感恩节是充满喜乐的。
Though the pilgrims had much to be thankful,
这些清教徒有许多事要来感恩。
The colony they just built,
为着他们所建造的新殖民地。
The successful harvest,
他们丰收的收成。
Their good relationship with the strange-looking Native Americans,
他们跟那些长得很奇怪的印第安原住民的关系。
But don't forget, they were still grieving the losses.
可是不要忘记，他们还在痛伤的当中。
The losses of their beloved fathers, mothers, brothers, sister, and children.
为着他们所失去的父母、兄弟姐妹，还有孩子们。
Remember the first year they lost about half of.
记得吗？他们第一年失去了一半的人。
Their story, I think, reminds us that this season is about more than.Giving thanks.
他们的故事提醒我们，不只是要来在顺境感恩。
It is about ability to give thanks under all circumstances.
而是有这样的能力，在任何的情况下都能来向神感恩。
Brothers, sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，making time each Thanksgiving season.
希望你在每一个感恩的季节。
To remember how the pilgrims celebrate God's goodness and providence.
想起这些清教徒如何来庆祝神的良善和眷顾。
This would challenge us to do the same each day and every day.
这样也要挑战我们学习他们的榜样，也天天来这么做。
We thank God for this story.
我们为着他们的故事来向神感恩。
Let's pray.
一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you presented to us the initial spirit of the establishment of this country.
谢谢你，你把这个国家立国的精神向我们显明。
Let's not forget how the first generation pilgrims dedicated their thanksgiving to you.
我们不要忘记我们的开国祖先是如何用这一日来纪念上帝。
Let's remember that. Let's practice that.
让我们想起，让我们也向他们学习。
Not only we give our thanksgiving.
让我们不只是向你感恩。
But we proclaim our thanksgiving to the world.
让我们也向这个世界来宣告我们的感恩。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。
Thank you.
Thank you. 谢谢。